Once there lived a pious man who spent most of his time in praying, fasting, and praising Allah. Almost all his hours were utilized in Islamic studies and devotions. He was very happy with his spiritual progress. No wicked thoughts came to his mind and no evil temptations entered his heart. One night, he dreamt a rather disturbing dream. He saw a shopkeeper in the town was far superior to him in spirituality and that he must go to him and learn the basics of true spiritual life. In the morning, the pious man went in search of the shopkeeper. He found him busy with his customers, selling goods and collecting money with a cheerful face. He sat there in the corner of the shop and watched the shopkeeper carefully. "No signs of any spiritual life at all," he said to himself. His dream could not be true. But then he saw the shopkeeper disappear to pray his salah. When he returned, he was busy dealing with money and stocks in the newspaper. The shopkeeper noticed the pious man sitting in the corner and asked, "Assalamu alaikum, would you like something, brother?" "Wa alaikum assalam." "Oh, no, no," said the pious man. "I don't want to buy anything, but I want to ask you a question." He then told the shopkeeper his dream. "Well, that is very simple to explain," said the shopkeeper. "But you'll have to do something for me before I answer your question." "I will do anything for you," replied the pious man. "Alright, take this cup. There is some coffee in it. Go to the other end of the street and come back fast within half an hour. If the coffee falls out of the cup, you will hear nothing from me." The pious man took the cup and started running. The coffee nearly wobbled out of the cup. He saved it just in time and slowed down. Then he remembered he had to return within half an hour, so he started walking at a fast pace. At last, he returned puffing and panting. "Here is your coffee, safe and sound," he told the shopkeeper. "Now tell me the meaning of my dream." The shopkeeper looked at the pious man's weary condition and asked him, "Well, friend, how many times did you remember Allah while you were going from this end of the street to the other?" "Remember Allah?" exclaimed the pious man. "I did not remember him at all. I was so worried about the coffee in the cup." "But I do remember him all the time," said the shopkeeper. "When I am doing my business, I am also carrying coffee in a cup. I am fair, honest, and kind to my customers. I never forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my dealings with others." Allah says in the Holy Quran, "So remember me, I will remember you, and be grateful to me, and do not deny me."